And what I'm going to do is just sound the bell because of what it does, which is to bring us back to the present moment. Just noticing the movement of the sound of the bell through time. And notice if there are background sounds, whatever those background sounds might happen to be. And notice them moving through time. And notice the breath, wherever it's most comfortable for you to notice the breath. Right in this moment, whether it's the movement of the belly, rising and falling of the chest. The sensation of the breath in the nostrils. Notice the movement of time. Notice the change, constantly changing the breath. It's either rising or it's falling. Rising, falling. And the sound. As it changes. And so this is an awareness of the gentle flow of time. And it's an awareness that we can be aware of the gentle flow of time. Cool breath in. Warm breath out. So there's the change. constant change. Notice the blood flowing in the body. Generally, we can notice it if we focus our attention on the hands. Or you can place your fingers on the pulse. So there's the breath, constant change. There's sound, constant change. There's the beating of the heart. It's the heart muscles either tensing or relaxing. Constant flow of the present moment through time. And check in with your physiology. Ideally, elbows by the side. Head balanced comfortably on top of the spine. Fingers and thumbs gently in contact. Tongue up against the back of the top teeth, in touch with the sharp part of the bottom teeth. And you're noticing the breath rising and falling. And as it falls, gently letting the tension out, releasing the tension from the body. Constant cycle. Constant rhythm. And then when we look around us, we can see all cycles everywhere. Winter, summer, day, night, morning, evening. Our rituals, the things that we repeat, our day, coming and going. Waves washing up on a seashore, rolling up, washing away. And so if you're a visual person, you can imagine this. Imagine you're sitting by a mountain stream. If you're not a visual person, you can get the sense of how it feels to be there. Grassland, some trees, and the constant flow of water. Flowing past you down the stream. And the rock in the stream right in front of you that you can, if you wish, fix your eyes on. So there you are, resting your gaze in open awareness, as we say. And you're still aware of everything that's happening around you, the breeze, the clouds moving across the sky, birds soaring, bees, small creatures, the grass blowing in the wind, the trees, your hair moving in the wind, the coolness on the side of your face closest to the breeze, the smell of nature, smell of the grassland, the sound of birds calling, and you and the rock static, still, noticing the water flowing past. All a cycle. It's all a cycle. Your breath is a cycle. The water in the stream filling at the end of winter and during the winter as the snow melts and then reducing almost to a trickle maybe, or stopping even towards the end of the summer. And the skies and the day and the night and the wind and the breeze and this constant cycle around the mountain and all the cycles of life, the creatures, the insects, the deer, the goats, and you and your breath. But your awareness, the still awareness that's looking at the rock, just everything passing, the water passing as it flows downstream, and all of these cycles all around you, all revolving. Your heartbeat, your breath, your thoughts arising and subsiding, just like the clouds rising on one side of the horizon, moving across the sky, disappearing on the other one. The birds flying into view, flying out of view. The water flowing down the stream into your view as it passes the rock and then away to be replaced with more. And no matter how small we get, the heartbeat, the breath, or how large the lifetime of the mountain pushed up out of the earth by unimaginable force and then slowly being reduced to sand as it shrinks down to become a hill. And the earth circling around the sun. cycles and cycles and cycles, constant change. And you can connect to any of this change at any point and notice it happening. The sun moving across the sky, the wind, the breeze, the mountain stream wearing away the mountain. And the calm stillness of your awareness, witnessing time passing. And here are those things that don't change throughout your awareness of the movement of time through your awareness. There's your awareness. It's steady. It's stable, it's static, it's in this place. You're noticing everything else pass. The space between your eyes, if you bring your attention there, just allowing yourself to be aware of it. Then you're noticing all of the changing phenomena outside of you. And you're also noticing all of the changing phenomena within you. So if you look within, sensations, emotions, thoughts, balance, comfort, discomfort, tiredness, alertness, warmth, coolness, whatever it is you're looking in, everything outside fades. You're tuning into yourself. If you look out, all of the sensations of your physiology fade. But if you allow yourself to notice the space between the eyes, the more keenly you focus on it, the more balanced your awareness, internal and external. And then there's the rock. Hasn't moved, hasn't changed. In time it will, but right now, for the duration of your awareness of it, it's solid, static, as everything changes around it and around your awareness. And your awareness of the space between your eyes allows you to notice the process of change internally and externally. And notice the space all around you. Expansive. Nothing between you and the sky. Go through that. Nothing to the ends of the universe. Either side, behind you, in front of you. the space within which the mountain is, the birds, the clouds, you, the rock, the stream, everything. You're just noticing that space. Now, wherever you are in person now, leaving the imagination to one side, the space around you is exactly the same as the space that was around you when you were on the mountain. Allow yourself to notice that. There's space above you, to either side, behind you, in front of you. And of course, if you bring your mind out of whichever building you're in, there's space all around that. It's the same thing. So you're noticing that space all around you. And you're able to also bring your attention to the space between the eyes. And there's the sounds and movements and cars and airplanes, if you can hear them, outside of you. And then there's, you look in and it's exactly the same. Breath rising, breath falling. Just by noticing the movement of the belly, the rising and falling. Noticing the movement, moving through time. At the same speed that the stream was, the birds, the trees, the wind, the grass, the clouds, the sun moving across the sky. So you're just noticing that tiny movement. Belly rising, belly falling. I'm just saying in our minds, rising as the belly rises, falling as the belly falls. Just practice that for a few minutes. Rising, falling. And whenever you're ready, in your very own time, gently, patiently, compassionately, return your attention to your surroundings.